The Astros trying to stay hot heading into the postseason, playing in Texas. Justin Verlander making his fifth start with the Astros. Jose Altuve entered with 199 hits, and he came up in the first looking for another milestone.
Stands up in the box, up on his left toe. The runner goes, and it's grounded through the second baseman spot for a base hit. And that's number 200 for Jose Altuve. Fourth straight year that Altuve has done that. It's a 2-2 count. And the pitch is cut on a miss, and down goes Chu in the final minute. 1-2, there's a cut and a miss. Gallo strikes out on a low breaking ball, and the side's retired. 1-2, and Odor strikes out swinging. That's the third punch out for Verlander here. Down a spot in the wild card game against Arizona. 1-2, there's a swing and a high drive, deep left field, hooking down the line. It is out of here. Carlos Correa with his 22nd home run of the year. The 79th run batted in, his second of this ballgame. That makes it 4-1, Houston. 1-0, a pitch to Springer, and that's walloped high and deep to center field. DeShields is going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. He leaps, and it is out of here. It's a grand slam for George Springer. Over the 407 sign at the deepest part of the yard. It's 9-2 Astros. One out on the pitch, and there's a high drive well hit to right. Mazzara is going back. He's on the track looking up. It's gone. Correa, an opposite field two-run homer, his second of the day. His third and fourth runs batted in. It's 11-2 Houston. Throw to second, and Middlebrooks is out, and the game is over. Middlebrooks picked off at second base to end the game. Wow.
The Rangers lose their 82nd game, guaranteeing a losing season. Manager Jeff Banister spoke about the loss.
Positionally, we different set of guys out on the field today. As far as the pitching is concerned, obviously the last 3 days have been extremely challenging. I think we get 46 hits in 3 days, and I think probably 45% of those were behind the count. So, I mean, in a team that's hot, swinging the bat well, they're, you know, this type of team, the way they've been playing all year long, that's going to be the challenge for you. I thought Nick threw five innings, threw the ball well, kept us in the game. Did give up the two runs early, but a couple of guys out there that probably Barnett seems to be a little bit challenged right now. But it's nice to see Calhoun get his first home run today. A couple hits. That was a plus. Don't get me wrong with how we answered the question earlier. Look, any success that a young player has, it's a plus. The thing that more than anything else is it's the lack of success in this type of situation late in the season is not something that I feel like that is hindering to the player at all. But anytime you have success at the major league level, it's a plus, and it'll be a huge plus for him going into spring training next year.
Willie Calhoun, who came to the Rangers in the Yu Darvish deal, smacked his first career homer. The club's second-ranked prospect spoke about his big day.
It was pretty cool. Obviously, facing one of the better pitchers in the whole MLB, and I was able to put two good swings on him, and I was just able to see the ball well.
Can you take me through the at-bat on the home run?
The first pitch was outside. I was like, swung at a bad pitch. I was going to try to swing at a better pitch. Even the home run I hit was like a little off the plate, but I was able to pull it just enough just to hit a home run on it. He's one of the best pitchers in the league for a reason, and I'm just happy that I was able to put good swings on him.
The Rangers welcome the A's to Arlington for the final series of the season. Miguel Gonzalez starts against Sean Manaea in the series opener.